We're holding Daf Samach Hei Omer Aleph by the top of the Omer, by the two dots. And we just had the last Gemara, I'll just say over, that we learn out that the Pesach needs a Zrika Keneged HaYesoid. Where do we learn it out? From Oyla. Just like the Oyla is, the Zrika was Keneged HaYesoid. Now, it doesn't mean it was directly poured into the Yesoid. It was Keneged HaMizbeach that dripped down into the Yesoid. And Tosfos in Zvachim has a question that how come when it comes to a regular oiler, it's connected to Yisoid? But when it comes to an oiler sa'oif, the Zvika is not connected to Yisoid. It's on the other side. So the Biskov explains, he says, when we say he needs the Zvika connected to Yisoid, the pshat is that when you throw it against the Mizbeach, it's a kiyum din of when it drips down, it goes connected to Yisoid. But since oiler sa'oif, the Zvika was lamala michetziah ha-Mizbeach, lamala michut ha-Sikra, on the upper half. So the fact that eventually it can drip down, that would not be considered a Zvika connected to Yisoid. Zvika connected to Yisoid means on the Mizbeach, that's above the Yisoid. But once it's already michetziah lamala, that's not called a Zvika connected to Yisoid. So it's dafka oiler, a regular oiler, not an oiler sa'oif. Zok the Gemara weiter. By the two dots, two lines from the top. Yotza kat rishoino, after the first kat exited, the next one came in. The second one left, the third one came in. And the Mishnah said, the third kat, they never even got up to a hafti Hashem because it was a small kat, it was a small amount of people. Now these people were the last ones. The last ones are called the lazy ones, be'etzim, even though kat has reason. Zok the mother Tana, he nikris kat atzlonis. Why you last? So you cut that slonis. Frag the Gemara, v'loi sag de lav hochi. There's supposed to be three kitas. So what do you want from them? Someone's supposed to be third. Someone's supposed to sit in the back, right? If you're supposed to have three kitas, it's a kiyam din of Ada, Kal, and Yisrael, so then someone's have to be third. Zog the Gemara, v'loi sag de lav hochi, v'hav lele mevad. Zog the Gemara, afil hochi, b'ay lele zguze nafshayu. You're right, someone has to be last. But they should have made sure that they're not the last. The Yushalmi says that it makes a kavachoyma. Yushalmi says, "Madach dover, where the ichur is machmas mitzvah. The reason why they last is because the mice is a kiyum din of a mitzvah of three kitas. And yet they called atzlonim. So when someone is ma'acher in a gufa mitzvah, kol shekain, he's called an atzlon. Madach over here, where the ichur is be'etzem a kiyum mitzvah of gimel kitas." And you called an atzlonim, should have been earlier. So kol shekein yima'ach in the mitzvah line. Zog the Gemara, Keretanya. What do you mean you should be mezaz nafshei? Keretanya, like learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yoyme, yefshel oilem b'loi b'isim, u'b'loi b'usi. The world can't exist without people that sell perfume and without people that are tanners. Now tanners have a putrid smell. It's a very, very bad odor. Mashenkin perfume, obviously, is a good smell. So ashri misha u'mnosai, so you need both. But luckily, is the person that he doesn't deal with bad odors, and he can be a boysim. Asher mishum nosa boysim, oily mishum nosa busi. You're right, it's yefsha. You need it. But it's asher misha, that's the umnosa, is boysim. V'yefsha lo'ilam b'leischon v'lo'in ikevis. You need males and females. You need boys and girls. The world can't exist without it. Asher misha bonav schorim, oily misha bonav ikevis. Now, there's a different pshat in what that means. I see you have a big smile on your face. You need the kavis. The first the poshut is because the mizchorim have more kiyumitzes than the kavis. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, a girl be'etzim, maybe today by a boy also, but a girl there's a lot you have to worry about. The Gemara says bekatnusa, you have to worry she might be spater, someone might be mefater. Benagusa, she's a naira, you have to worry she might be mezana. Bagrusa, maybe she won't get married, shema lo tinose. Niseis, Shemash loyla bonim. Maybe she won't have any children. Zikna, shematasek shofim. The Gemara makes all types of reasons why you have to be choshes. Others give a pshat that ashre mi shebonav schogim, oily mi shebonav nekevis, that his son should not be nekevis. I'm all you have a boy that acts like a nekeva. Ashre mi shebonav schogim. Or pshat is, some say that a zocher, the tchun of a zocher is being noisen. And a nekeva is a mekabel. Ashre mi shebonav schogim, your son should be noisen, not be mekabelim. The giving end, not in the receiving end. Zog the Gemara, k'maseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'shabbos. We said be'etzim there's no difference between chol and Shabbos when it comes to the avodah of the Korban Pesach, except for tzliyah is not done on Shabbos. But then the washing, the hadoch of the azar of the floor was below tzayin chachomim. Zog the Gemara, shaloi b'tzayin man. It's up at Tzadik Chachomim. Now, after all, we know in the Mikdosh, Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. So what was the Isser, the Raisa, by being Madiach and washing the floor? Zog the Gemara from the Dam. Zog the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Shaloi B'Tzoyin who? That means, it can't be that it's Tam an Isser Drabonon, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. So there's going to be a certain Chachomim that hold that it's an Isser Raisa. The Gemara is going to say, which Chachomim? We'll see which chachomim. Zok the Gemara Shloim Chachomim man. Which chachomim is it Shloim Betzoinom that it's an Issa Deraisa according to them? What's your question? Meaning, if it's a Das Yochid that held that it's an Issa Deraisa, it's not more than Shloim Betzoin, because if the Aloch is like chachomim, then that chacham cannot say that he knows the Aloch is like chachomim, but Shloim Betzoin is. Let's see what the two shitas are. Zok the Gemara. Shloibitzon man, Omer Rav Chizda, Shloibitzon Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, being mechabed is an Issa deraisa. Di Rabbonon, ha'amri shvusu. It's only a Rabbonon. Ve'ein shvus b'mikdosh. Let's see the Gemara. What is it? It's about doing cleaning and sweeping is Ashvig Gumois. Ashvig Gumois is either boina, so it's an Issa deraisa, but that's only if you're mechabed lekach. But if you're not mechabed lekach, it's an Issa Rabbonon. So we'll see, that's the machlekes. Let's see the Rishonim, Tosfos and Rashi. Zok the Gemara, Mai, what's this machlekes? The tiny will enter the Braisa. Echod ha-choylev. Choylev is someone who milks a cow. If you milk a cow on Shabbos, the Gemara on Shabbos, the Fine Gimel, Tosfos over there says that either it's mefarik, it's told in a dash, which is an Issa deraisa, and yesh disha, even though it's not gedulei kaka, Tosfos over there says that the one that says that it's chayiv holds that Behemoth gufa called gedula kaka because they sustain themselves from the kaka. So it's called disha gedula kaka. The one that holds that choylev is not mefarik is because he holds ein disha elabik gedula kaka and a behemoth not gedula kaka. But the Tanya writes that it says echad choylev v'hamechabetz. Mechabetz is boyer, meaning you're separating the solid from the liquid in the cheese making process. That's called boyer. Hamegabein is when you congeal it. Congeal it, you add in the rennet, that's boyna. And you're congealing it. You're making the salad. Kegroigros, if you do all these three malachas, sai choylev, sai mechabetz, and sai megabin. If you do the shear of a groigros and size of a fig, or hamechabed, and that's the getos. Hamechabed, if you sweep, vamechabetz, mechabetz is you take dirt, and you take water, I mean, and you pour it over the dirt in a way that the dirt stays down. So this type of cleaning, either sweeping or covering the offer with water, so your ashvi gumois, all this goes into boina because you're building. V'haroida, or someone, roida chalas dvash, you remove the honeycomb. So that's called koitzer, because it's a mokim giduloi, it's a mechuber, it's called koitzer. So b'shoig b'shabes, if you do it b'shoig on Shabbos, y'chai v'chatos. It's a regular list of the raisa, shoig is chatos. Heiz it b'yontif, loika. Es ha'boim. Now on yontif, it's not going in the Oichel Nefesh ones, it's going in the ones that are not Oichel Nefesh, so you like Saboyim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. When we said it, Shaloi B'Tzoyim Chachomim, means Rabbi Eliezer, this Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachomim hold, not like that. Echot Zeh, ve'echot Zeh, meaning, Sai Mechabit, Emechabit, and Roida, Rash says these three, Echot Zeh means the last three, Mechabit, Merabit, and Roida, he holds it's not Boina, Eino Elam Shum Shvus. It's only a shvus because you're not mischaven. I'm not being mischaven to be ashve gumois, so it can't be an issa deraisa that you get chatos if it's b'shoigig. So it's only a shvus. Zok l'ashi echad zeh v'echad zeh mechabet u'merabet v'goyde. Avam me'idach loy ka'amri. They told us av melochin inu. Chom agreed that it's a av meloch of being boina when you congeal the cheese. Can amrinu b'ferek amatzniya? Rabbi Eliezer mishum ochim chayim choylem mishum efarek megav mishum boina mechav mishum boira b'amatzniya. On that the Chachomim argue, and that's relevant to us, Legabe the Azorah. The Azorah, Tosfos says that between, even though the Azorah is made out of marble, Shayish, but between the tiles, there was a little groove, and that's Ashvi Gumois, and that would be the Machloikas if it's considered an Issa Deraisa, Yemechavin or not. Now, Tosfos is Mistapik, let's see Tosfos, Mechavin and Merabitz. It's not a psik reisha, meaning that for sure you're going to be mechabit. that you're for sure being ashva. The Reb Pesik Reisha La Veshoy Reb Shimon LeRabbi Tchatchila B'Shirah Matzniyah. Reb Shimon says Mutal Tchatchila. V'Teim LeRi Dim Kei Ma Mechayv Reb Eliezer. If at the end of the day it's out of Pesik Reisha, came in the Yochaliyos Beloy Gumois. V'Doich Aglo Me De Pligi Av Pesik Reisha. It's very hard to say the Machlokes of Eliezer Chum is it a Pesik Reisha or not? V'Nira LeRi De Bahai Pligi. The Reb Eliezer Sovar Stam Mechabed Dem Rabbits Miskaven LaHashvois. When I do it, I want to fill in the grooves. Now these are mechurishik words in Tosis. Tosis says, I'm miskaven lahashvois, going to Eliezer, even though I don't need to be mashva. Mechayev l'Rab Yehuda hoil v'hishva gumas l'besoif. V'Rabbono Zavri, they ain't miskaven el l'chabed l'rabbis ba'alma v'lek al'shvus. Now the Kivegin and Gilin Hashas of has a long arichas, and he says tzorichin on these words of Tosis. How could it be that you're miskaven, even though ain't tzorich? Zok the Kivega, loy zochisi lahovin. I don't understand. The im, and the gilin hashas on the side. The im, whom is kaven lishivui, if your intent is to be mashva, im ken tzorch shiakein, then you need it. Intent means you need it. Uba alma mishkachas mechaven, vein tzorch legufa. You do find a precedent of something called your miskaven, but ain't tzorch legufa. But that's because you don't need the etzim zach. Shemechaven lechabes, moshel chabayis, avaloi bishul apcham. I don't need the pcham, I don't need the coals. I don't need the ditch. Over here, the shivui agumus umaisa binyan. The shivui gumus even mechaven. That's good for the maisa binyan. It's not like ain't tzorich el lafor. I don't need the ditch. Over here, you need the filling up. That's good for what shivui gumus is. That's the binyan. V'miskaven lahashvus gumus have a miskaven legufoy. So how could it be? Tosfos says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you miskaven lahashvus even though ain't tzorich lahashvus. It's mechurish dika. Hagdora, but a component that's Kivegas Kasha. But the point is, Tosis learns that Machlokes is, are you Mechavin or you're not Mechavin? Now then Tosis says, Akasha, what are we talking about? After all, the Azorah was a Ritzmas Avonim, so Tosis on the first white line says, V'oimri, the Ba'azorah bein Roivit l'Roivit hoya gumois. Now, Halacha L'maisa, we sweep today, like it's brought down in Halacha, because by us, we have stone floors. We don't have dirt floors, so there's no ashvei gumos, and that's the maisa how we are able to sweep even the chatchila. Now, megabein, when we said megabein, which means congealing, we said it's alzboina. The maisa ain binyan bekelim. The Rishonim discuss ain binyan bekelim, and just like ain binyan bekelim, ain binyan beoichlin. So how could making cheese be boina? So the Rashba says as follows. He says, when you make a kli mitchila lekach, then yesh binyan bekelim. When you have a fighting utensil and now you're building it, that's ein binyan bekelim. Same thing with oichlin. But when you goof for creating it in the first instance, that's binyan bekelim. That's goof what binyan is. Binyan bekelim will be shaykh over there. And who are they by oichlin? Zok the Gemara, another teretz. Rav Ashi Omar, afilu temish loy b'tzun chachomim. You don't have to come into the mechleg zebeliaz and chachomim. Even it's this cleaning up of the azora and washing it down and being ashvei gumus is even shloim b'tzun chachomim. When we say ain't shvus b'mikdash, doesn't mean you can't just go, okay, let me do some isad rabbonins in the base of mikdash. Only what's necessary for the avoider for the base of mikdash, then it's a shvus that they hitiru. But this is not necessary. Let the blood stay there. Let them remain in the blood. It's not necessary for the etzim avoider. So mainly even this shvus, Chachom would agree that you don't say ain't shvus b'mikdash. Which is the big yisoid. It doesn't mean every rabbanon is muta. A rabbanon that's necessary, but not something that's not ain't tzorich. Could be the machlokes and the two terutzim is cleaning up the azora, that the blood should not be on the floor. Even though the Gemara later is going to say it's a beauty for the kahanim to work in blood, but assuming that you're doing it to clean up shop, so then it's a chelik of the not the avoid itself, but it's necessary for the avoid it. It's necessary for the etzem mikdash. So that's the question: is it a chelik of the avoid or not? There is a called the shvus tzricha or not? Maybe this one that will be good for the two terutzim. Yeah. So if Rav Nosson, it depends on every case. But in this case, if the first teretz doesn't hold Rav Nosson, maybe because he holds that's called a shtikel tzarich. Zog mo vayter, Rabbi Yudah Oimel, koyisoyim emale. He took a cup. And he picked up all the blood that was on the floor. He took a cupful, and he was zayik on his beach. That's what he did. And that was shalai b'tzayin chachomim. Zok di gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yudai mekoisoy memalam midama taroivus. He took a kois from dama taroivus. Shimi shofich domish alechemen. Because if, let's say, one of the karbonis' dam spilled out, Now the Gemara, there's two ways that a blood can spill. Either it was never accepted in the Kli, or it spilled from the Kli. Now if it was never accepted in the Kli, so dam ha'pai kableno, it's a possible dam. Because it has to be a Kabbalah. It was never a Kabbalah. If there was a Kabbalah, so bad, if it was a Kabbalah, then you could really scoop it up. So let's see what we're referring to. If there was a spill, assuming, let's say, from the Kli, so there was never a Maiseh Zrika done, because it spilled out, so I'm being machshir it. So the Gemara is asking this kasha gufa. If you're telling me it's on the floor, maybe it was never niskabel b'kli, and then it's a dam posel. Dam posel on the mizbeach is a problem. You're picking up something which was never came into a utensil. Dam me'apai kableno. It's a psul of nishbach. Zok the Gemara meno yadei. How do we know if it was never niskabel b'kli? Elochi kam relation. Shem aloi niskabel b'kli. Maybe it was not niskabel b'kli. That's the kasha. Not, we don't know for sure, but maybe. It's a suffix. Omer lehen. When I said scoop up the blood, I meant the one that you know for sure was the Skabal B'Kli. I know there was the Skabal B'Kli. I saw it spill, and that's the one I want to now scoop up again. At least to be part of it, part of the blood in that area should have the blood that spilled from the Kli.
But you can have blood that was not spilled.
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask this right now. Like, the Gemara is going to ask this right now, but it didn't bittel. Zok the Gemara. How did the Kahanim know that the blood was in the Kli, spilled, and that's what I'm scooping up now? They're Zoriz. They know exactly what's happening. If they're so Zoriz and they know exactly what they're doing, so my Mishtapach, why did it spill in the first place? Enter the Gemara. Agav Zrizu Sayu the Avdi Mishtapach. Because of this Jesus, and because of the hastiness, and they know exactly what has to be done, on the way to the Mizbeach, it might have spilled. So, Drashi Agavs Rusayu, Shememarim Loru Tulekar of Elizroik, Mitchet Miyodayu, and it spilled, and that's how they know it spilled from the cup. Frek the Gemara, now this is your Kasha. Valo Dama Tamtsis Mura Boy. There's two types of Domim. There's Dama Nefesh, Hanefesh Tuli Boy, and there's the Dam that flows after the Nefesh. That Dam, it's not Dama Nefesh, is not koshel ezrika. So it's not the kapora. The kapora is dama nefesh. So ebezoi, you have dam posel in it. The Gemara could have asked, you have dam that was never from the Kli. But the Gemara is asking, be'etzim, it's absolut the dam, it's dama tamtzis. Tamtzis means not the dama nefesh. The initial squirting of the blood is the dama nefesh, sheyotzeboi. Afterwards, what flows eventually, that's not koshel ezrika. It's not the dama nefesh. It says in the pasuk, ki adamu ha nefesh echaper. The dama nefesh is mechaper in the ezrika. So maybe you have dama tamtzis muraboy. Enter the Gemara, Rabbi Yudel Tamei, doma dama tamtzis dama al yehu. There's a whole question. We know that you have chorus when you eat blood. So which blood is this referring to? Is it referring to dama nefesh? Or maybe dama tamtzis also. So it's a machloikus. Rabbi Yudah holds the Tanya, dama tamtzis ba'azhorah. Tanakama says dama tamtzis is ba'azhorah, but not b'koris. It's a lav. It says in the pasuk, ki nefesh kol bosa doma b'nafshayu. Meaning you only chayev koris on the dama nefesh. She'en it, dama nefesh is not chayev krisis, it's only a lav. Rabbi Yudah oimer, bihi koris. Even dam hatamtzis is chayiv kores. So since it's chayiv kores, so it's a regular dam. It's a regular dam, so there's no problem in the etzim zrika. Frag the Gemara v'omer Rabbi Elazar, moide Rabbi Yudah linyi kapora she'en mechaper. It might be regular dam when it comes to the chumra and the is of eating dam, so it's bekores. But when it comes to the ma'isa kapora, shtet in posuk shenemar, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. You need dam that's mechaper. Dam hanefesh is mechaper. And this is not dam hanefesh. Zok the Gemara, daf samachayim at beis, dam shan nefesh yoytzeba mechaper, dam shen nefesh bo yoytzeba ena mechaper, so l'choy it shver. Meaning we're going back to the kasha. If the pshat is that you want to scoop this up in order to mekayim a ma'isa zrika, how is this a kiyum of the ma'isa zrika? The zrika you mekayim only by dam shan nefesh mechaper boy. And if there's dam atamtzis over here, that would be mevatel the shem zrika of the dam nefesh. So what are you being zerik over here? What are you being mekayim over here? See, Rashi on Omer Aleph, Rashi says in the Bamaskah, Valoy Dama Tamtsis. Valoy Dama Tamtsis of Psochim Harbe Me'urav Boy. You have Dama Tamtsis of many Psochim mixed in over here. V'nishbach Dam Shel Echod. And if one of the Dams from one of the dams of one carbon was nishbach kuloi, meaning there was no mizrika done in that behema. So botul b'miyutoi. This dam hanefesh that you would never mekayim mizrika on is botul b'miyutoi kineged the other dams, the dam of the psachim harbe of the dam atamtsisin. Umatoyel zrika sharei botul. You're not going to fadin and to off anything with the zrika. What's the purpose of scooping it up? Because you want mekayim and ma'is zrika. There was never this kaim, assuming it fell from the kli. Well, if you're scooping it up, it's bottled with the damatamtis of many psochim that are ma'uriv boy. That's the Gemara's kasha. So back to the kasha, what are you fadining? On that, the Gemara answers, Ela Rab Yudel Tamei, the Oma Ein Dam Avatel Dam. Since it's Mimbe Minoi, the whole kasha is that it's not a Maisa Kiyum of a Maisa Zrika because it's bottled because of the damatamtis. On that, the Teretz is, Ain dam avatal dam. Reb Yudel Shitosoi that holds dam is dam avatal dam because it's mimbe minoi. Now, according to Rabbonon, there might be mimbe minoi, but they don't look at it like mimbe minoi. Since one of them is dam kosher and one of them is dam posel, so it would yes be bottle. According to the Chachomim, that being that you have dam nefesh and dam tamtzis, and one of them is kosher and one of them is posel, it would be mevatel one another. So Mamela, you don't have a kiyum din of a maisa zrika. Mashenker Rabbi Yudah that holds ein dam mevatel dam, so we look at it as mimbe minoi. According to the Chachamim, we look at it that it's mevatel one another, because one is dam kosher, one is dam posel. The question is, how do you look at it? Rabbi Yudah looked at it that it's mimbe minoi, so Mamela you have a kiyum din zrika. Rabbonin looked at it that lemaisa it's not mimbe minoi. One is dam kosher, one is dam posel, so you don't have a kiyum din of a zrika. So Mamela Dugmar says, according to Rabbi Yudah letamei that ein dam mevatel dam, you have a kiyum din of Izrika, and it's not in his battle idea, the Damatamtsis, because Mimbe Mino is not bottle. Now, the Etzem din of being Zerik Dam Posel, that's another Nakuda. Meaning, there's really two Nakudas here. One Nakuda is you want to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Zrika that was never Niskayim in the Dam that was Nishbach from the Kli, from this one Behema. And there's another din, if you're throwing Dam Posel, then you're being throwing Posel to the Mizbeach. Because Rashi and Omer Aleph, the Bamasal Kanim's reason, we're not choishes that it was never this kabel, meaning it's dam posel, because it's not dam in a pari kableno. Lishnachina, shemaloi niskabel bekli. Meaning, number one, we're not choishes that it was not mekabel, because the kind of has reason. Lishnachina, maybe it wasn't niskabel bekli. So he says, I'm only talking about the ones that were for sure niskabel. So we're not talking about dam posel that he's throwing to the mizbeach. Am I going to tell me it's this arav dam that's not niskabel? Which is bechal not a kosher. So Rashi is saying rishon ikka, meaning leka lemecha shem lo yikibluo. But later on, the Gemara Taka says, what about the dam atamtzis? So that would mean that you're having a dam posel m'uraboy. But the Gemara now is focusing on the etzem kiyum din of the zvika. Like Rashi says, "Dibamaschav olay dam atamtzis shel psochem harbe m'uraboy v'inishbach dam shel echot kuloy botel b'miyutoy u'matoyel zrika sharei botel." You don't have a kiyum din of the zvika. On that, the Gemara says that no, you do have a kiyum din of the zvika because it's takana botel. Bitzad the etzem fact that you're throwing dam posel, so that says over here in Omer Aleph. Dibamasa Shamlan Niskabal Bekli is Octais as follows. Pierce Bekuntus, the Chash of Shamlan Niskabal Bekli is Veloy Soyos Rika. The Zrika is not going to do off anything, Bishum the Nishbach Mitzava Behemos. So he didn't do a Mises Rika. Factors of a Koshal Ri, Dimikomokim Yizroik, you should still be Zurich, the Toyos Rika Loisash and Nishbach Lachshan Niskabal. Let the Zrika help on the one that was yes Niskabal. And that Toy says, Venil Ri, that no, the Hochi Pirushai, Shamlan Niskabal Bekli, Vosel Halas Damposel. The dam that was never niskabel bekli is dam posel and dam posel in alle bizorik on the mizbech bichlal. The also lahal is dam posel lagam mizbech, but that psul is only on dam that was never niskabel. Masheinkin dam atamtzis, Toys is going to say, doesn't have that psul. Dam shah nevesh yoytzeboy that was never niskabel is a dam posel and that also lahal is on mizbech. Dam atamtzis, which is not roy beetzim for zrika, so that is not going to be considered dam posel. Zok Toys. By dam posel, dafka by olu lo yerdu. V'kom afni l'marit ele b'niskabel, d'samchina azgizis kahanim, we're talking about dam that was niskabel k'namasik. V'dafka mi dam a royal iskabel. Dam that's royal iskabel, that's considered a dam posel. Porich, aber dama tamtzis, kamein ba'alma choshev, that's tam mein ba'alma. Kame den roi le kisui, it's not roi for kisui, se ein oisal al loisui, there's no issa to be malad that, that's not called a dam posse, not a print on his beach. I, what's the Gemara's kasha of dama tamtzis? The Gemara is just asking that where's the rakim zrika of the dama nishbach? If it was never, if on the kosher dam is bottled because of the dama tamtzis, so you have nothing by scooping it up, there's no kiyum on the zrika. But not be sad that you have dam posse going on the mizbeach. V'chiporach v'aloi dama tamtzis m'uraboy, u'mevatel e'beroiv, that's the whole kasha. Leporach mi dama roi l'skabel v'nishbach, we're not asking on the dama roi l'skabel, which is a dam posse, the oil in e'mevatel zeh. I feel like Rabbonu k'rom b'akom it's rabbe. So basically, Tosis is saying that the whole shakla v'tahi is, where's the kiyum zrika? The kiyum zrika you have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because ain't dam mevatel dam, min b'mina lebotel. According to Rabbonu, you don't have this because it is mevatel one another. Ain't on the kiyum zrika. I mitzat the dam posel, Zaktoy says, dam atamtsis is not dam posel, that it's also to be zurich. That's only that dam royally kabel, dam anefesh, that was never discovered, that's also lizer kalam izbeach. Mashenke mitzat the dam atamtsis, that would not be the problem. Now, in the etzem dam anefesh, that might have been thrown already, bin nizrak on mizbeach, and you're throwing it again, that's not an issa bal toysef. Toysef in Lashon HaChofches says that bal toysef is only when you have hay parshas and tefillin. But to wear tefillin twice, of course, is not bal toysef. So over here also, to do a maisa zrika twice, that's not called bal toysef. You can do a zrika again, even though it was already nizrak. Bal toysef is only when you're being moisef on the etzem mitzvah. You're making dalet parshas into hay parshas. But to do the mitzvah again, so Yavadi can do a zrika tzveitimol, even if it was already nizrak, that dam. All right, we'll stop over here, the top of Samachei Omid Beis.